Next patient was, next patient is Nancy Pazienza. That is P-A-Z-I-E-N-Z-A. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Pazienza, P, P as in Paul, P-A-Z-I-E-N-Z-A, Pazienza. Date of birth is 8-16-62. Date of visit is 12-7-23. Next paragraph. His person, let's see. Please make a copy for Stephanie Sanchez, a APRN. Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, Stephanie. Next, dear Stephanie. Thank you for sending Nancy Pazienza for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint, COPD and cough. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 61-year-old female who has a long-standing history of smoking. Has had cough, wheezing, but denied shortness of breath. She has some mucus in her throat. And she has been using albuterol inhaler as needed. But denied, and she denied any fevers or chills or night sweats or reflux. Next paragraph. The patient had a chest CT done on 10/10/23, which showed several pulmonary nodules, including an 8-millimeter nodule in the medial right upper lobe, several 4-millimeter nodules in the right mid lobe and left lower lobe, and left upper lobe. These were all present previously. No new nodules were seen, period. Mild emphysematous changes noted, period. There was mild scarring and atelectasis in the left lingula. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of carpal tunnel release bilaterally and also history of repair of the left thumb injury. She had a C-section and appendectomy, and she had tubal ligation and kidney stones. The patient also has hyperlipidemia and hypertension and depression. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked half to one pack per day for 20 years and still smokes. No significant alcohol use. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history. Father had a lymphoma and cancer of the prostate. Mother died of Alzheimer's. Next, medalist included gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Venlafaxine 75 milligrams a day. Fenofibrate 145 milligrams a day. Next, system review. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. She has double vision, no cataracts. She has frequent sore throat and hoarseness. She has wheezing and cough. Denies abdominal pains or heartburn. She has constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. No palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has urinary frequency and no flank pains. She has easy bruising, and she has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and no seizures or headaches, but had some memory loss. And she has itchy skin. Next, physical exam. This is a middle-aged, averagely built, fit female is alert, pale but no acute distress, blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse is 102, respirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 150, saturation 98. HE and ear non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursion. And wheezes were scattered bilaterally. Prolonged expirations and distant breath sounds. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+, the nerve grows, motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is depression. And number 4 is nicotine dependency. And next paragraph plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and get a chest CT next month. Also advised to use a ventral and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. She will quit cigarette smoking and use Wellbutrin if necessary. And a complete pulmonary function with lung volumes to be performed this month. Copy of her recent lab work will be requested. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. I'll make an addendum report once the studies are back. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.